It's really a pleasure for me to be with you this morning. Road trip. We're a family on a journey together to a household reunion. Who knows the way? Let's find out. There are two aspects to a journey, right? You've got the route and you've got the milestones along the way. So the route is your roadmap. How are you going to get there? The milestones are the steps, and that gauges your forward progress. So when we're on a family road trip, you got to count the milestones as you go, right? To pass the time and have a fun way going along the distance. That's what we're going to be doing this morning. Those of us who are born again of God's Spirit are on a heaven-bound journey, and we all know that Jesus Christ is our big brother, right? He's mapped everything out for us. So all we need to do is follow in his footsteps. That's easy. At the end of the road, we know that we're going to be safe and sound, reunited with the whole family at large. What sweeter road trip could you have, right? And this weekend, we've been exploring the topic of our hope. My specific topic this morning is our gathering together. That's right, together. I will place a particular emphasis on all that we experience together as we are moving down the road towards the day that we see approaching. So the word together underscores a biblical truth, and that is the truth of our identification with Christ. So the concept of identification can be simply stated in this profound saying, we became as he was, so that we are now his and will become as he is. So before we set out on our adventure this morning, let me share a few rules of the road that will make your trip more enjoyable. First, you'll see that there's a distinct pattern to this teaching. Every single point I'm going to make revolves around a single word, together. That's right. So listen for it. And as a matter of fact, by the time we're through, we will have gone through 21 different togethers. So we'll focus on each as we go through, and you can count them, and you can check off, see if you got all 21 by the end. The Greek word for together is spelled S-U-N. But it's not pronounced sun, it's pronounced soon. And it sometimes stands alone and means together or together with, and other times it occurs with compound words, with a noun or a verb. And so we'll be looking at all of those. And each verse that I'm going to highlight shares that same Greek word, S-U-N, soon, together. And so to make it stand out, when I am rendering it, as we're moving through in King James, I'll use the word together to point that out. Second, I wanted to point out to you that this is from a note-taking perspective. It's a capture-as-you-can teaching. I would not personally recommend trying to scribble down everything. I'm going to be saying too much. So know this, that after the conference, we're going to have all this available on the website in audio and in writing, including the poetry. So don't get carpal tunnel while you're doing all this stuff. It's not worth it. But if you get the 21, you might want to do that. Okay. So go to www.oikeos.org, and you'll find everything you need right there. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. All right, so as we set out, remember the two aspects to a journey, the route and the milestones. The route is we became as he was to become as he is. That's the route. And the milestones, there are three of them. We became as he was, that's the past. We are now his, that's the present. We will become as he is. That's our glorious future. So let's get started on the journey, okay? So great. We became as he was to become as he is. We're going to start out in the book of Romans. In the book of Romans, we learn that our identification with Christ, in that identification, not only have we suffered with him, but we will also be glorified together with him. And we'll be in Romans chapter 8, verse 17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer together with him. We suffered together with him. At times, we may groan in these mortal bodies, you know, but Jesus Christ is the one that was able to endure for the joy that was set before him, and we'll be able to do the same. That's why the second part of the verse says that we may be also glorified together or made glorious together. We will be glorified together with him. You can turn to Colossians 3. You know, anytime God's word makes reference to Christ's sufferings, the glory that would follow is always mentioned in the same breath. We are on that same trajectory, counting the sufferings of the present time to be insignificant compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. In Colossians 3, verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear together with him in glory. Ye also shall be made manifest or made apparent. Ye also shall be shown forth together with him. We will appear together with him. At present, though we are born again of God's Spirit, we're still here in mortal bodies. But we eagerly await the day when our hidden life will be fully revealed and we shall be like him, seeing him as he is. So to reiterate, we became as he was in his suffering, so that we are now his and will become as he is in his glory. So returning back to Romans, a pivotal verse in setting forth the truth of our identification with Christ is Romans 6:5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. We have been planted together. What does it mean to be planted together in the likeness of his death and resurrection? The next 17 togethers will provide a full and detailed answer, but let's first answer the question as it pertains to this particular verse. If you look at different Bible translations, you get a real wide array of possibilities here. King James says, we have been planted together. English Standard Version says, we have been united with him. Darby says, we are become identified with him. Weymouth says, we have become one with him by sharing. Segon says, we have become one and the same plant with him. Why so many different takes on the same verse? The underlying Greek word here has, in fact, a multiplicity of meanings, and each of these translations tells a part of the story. So the essence, if you get this, it's basically like you've got a pair of vines that have been planted next to the same stake that's been driven into the soil. Both grow up together heavenward, and both become entwined as they go up. And finally, the two intertwine to become a single vine, and the vine bears fruit abundantly. So, consider this vine and branches illustration. You can see that we have been planted together as a single plant. We have become one with him by sharing. We have been united with him, and we have indeed become identified with him. In all these ways, we are together with him, and we are together with one another as well. On your tables, you may have seen these little tiny bookmarks. I wrote a four-line poem to express this, and I'm going to sing it for you, and then you're going to sing it with me. So, here's how it goes. Planted together a single vine, rooted together in growth divine, grounded together our life entwined, fruited together like him for all time. You think you can do that? Okay. You got the words right there. Planted together a single vine, rooted together with growth divine, grounded together our life entwined, fruited together like him for all time. Wow, you did a great job. Thanks. We became as he was, past tense. The next six togethers deal with past tense realities based on all that Christ accomplished for us by his life, death, resurrection, and ascension. And we'll be first in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified together with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. We were crucified together with him. Having been staked together with him on the cross, we've renounced the world and cleave to our new life in Christ. Now we will go back to Romans 6, and we'll be in verse 8. Now, if we be dead together with Christ in his sufferings, we believe that we shall also live together with him in his glory. We died together with him. We died together with him, and having died with him, we can consider ourselves dead into sin and alive unto God through our Lord Jesus Christ because of the coming glory. Back up to verse 4. Therefore, we are buried together with him by baptism or immersion unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. We were buried together with him. Jesus Christ was immersed into death. And because he emerged from among the dead, so did we and will we. This miraculous victory displays our hope and powers our walk in newness of life. Turn to Ephesians. Ephesians 2. We'll be here for a while. We have been buried with him. We've been planted together. However, a seed that's been planted doesn't sleep in the soil forever. It awakes, and a sprout emerges. Ephesians 2, verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us, made us alive, together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. We were quickened, made alive together with him. God is the one who makes the dead man spiritually alive together with Christ. You know, in Colossians 1:15, it talks about Christ being the image of the invisible God, and it says that he was the firstborn of every creature. That is the firstborn of all creation. What's that talking about? Well, Jesus Christ was the first one to have eternal life spirit. He was the firstborn of all creation. In the new birth, we therefore follow his lead, becoming three-part men and women of body, soul, and spirit. He was the first. And then it goes on to say in Colossians 1:18 that he was the firstborn from the dead. He was the first to have a spiritual resurrection, imperishable body. It's animated by a life-giving spirit rather than by breath life. He was the first. In like manner, we who are born again await the redemption of our bodies so that we too will have bodies like that, and that'll happen at the gathering together. So in Ephesians 2:6 it says, and hath raised us up together, awakened or roused us together with him. We were raised or awakened together with him. The words raised up should actually be translated roused or awakened. So there really are two parts to being awakened. So you're in bed, you know, you're snoozing away. Somebody comes, Tom, get up. Okay. But I'm still there. And there might be an interval before I actually put one foot over the edge of the bed and the other foot. Oh, might be a while before I actually get up, right? Hey, that's the way it works. There are two parts. And we have been roused. The standing up for us is actually going to occur later. With Jesus Christ, he was roused and he got up, right? But for us, we have that time in the future when we're actually going to stand up and arise out of our mortal, perishable state. Hasn't happened yet. But here, right now, we are born again and we know it. Ephesians 2:6 continues, and made us sit together with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We were made to sit together with him. Jesus Christ conquered death and is now ascendant, sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, name above all names, all things under his feet. And here, Ephesians says that we're seated together with him. Do we already occupy that heavenly seat in our new bodies? No. That's still future, but we can enjoy today on earth all that that heavenly standing procures for us, because we're truly on the glory road, right? We are now his. Present tense. Our identification with Christ has secured solid benefits for us in our lives today. And the following six togethers deal with present tense realities that we can enjoy even while we're still here on earth. And for this, we'll go to Ephesians 2:19. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. We are citizens together. Fellow citizens are citizens together. Free men in a free city with all the attendant privileges. So like us, believers of previous administrations, like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they look forward to a city that had foundations whose builder and maker is God. Well, that's our hope. We have that same hope for that heavenly city. In the meantime, we're sojourners. We're just a passing through, right? Ephesians 2:21 says, in whom all the building fitly framed together, or jointed together with the parts fitted to each other, groweth into an holy temple in the Lord. We are fitly framed together. So we may be sojourners, but we are actually building something or being built into something. And joint together actually means that the parts are fitted to one another so that there will be no gaps or structural deficiencies. So our three-year-old granddaughter, whose father is an architect, loves to play with Legos, and she loves to tell her playmates how to build the wall. So, don't do it that way, Gramps. Well, the key is the interconnectedness, right? Why does it work? Why does her wall get built and not fall down? Because she's done it right structurally. All the parts have been designed to be joined together perfectly. Ephesians 2:22 says, "In whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit." We are builded together. God's church, the church of the body, is his dwelling place. And just think of it, it's not a building, it's not a place, but it's really talking about what? A people. We are his people. We are being built together on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, and Christ himself being the cornerstone, and God inhabits that dwelling place. Wow. And continuing on, we're going now to Ephesians 3, and we'll be in the first part of verse 6. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, or heirs together. We are heirs together. As a son of Adam, and then of Abraham, and then of David, Jesus at birth was already heir to universal dominion, heir to the land, and heir to the throne, already at birth. And as the Son of God, he was heir to the whole thing, all things, right? So we are co-inheritors with him. That's quite a portion. Ephesians 3:6, the middle part of the verse says, "And of the same body together." We are of the same body together. The body of Christ. It's like no other body that's ever existed before. Christ is the head, and we, whether we were of Israel or of the Gentiles, are the members. And the fact that God could take those two and make them one, that had to be a miracle. The last part of the verse says, "And partakers together of his promise in Christ by the gospel." We are partakers together. So that means we have a common lot. That means we have a common share. Every born-again believer, it doesn't matter whether you were Israel or Gentile before, we form one body together. And when Christ returns, then we will all share in that common inheritance together. You can turn to 1 Thessalonians 4. We will become as he is. This is the future. The final five togethers depict the amazing future that God has in store for us when Christ returns to gather the saints. And Thessalonians, of course, is the church epistle that chronicles our hope. We'll be in 1 Thessalonians 4. Verse 17, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up, snatched away at once, or carried off together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." We will be caught up together. The words "caught up together" are the same expression used in Acts when Paul's ship, remember when that ship got caught up in a gale and it was driven way off course. Well, the sail filled with water and with air, and it just got pushed away. That's the same word used here for caught up together. It's action that is sudden, forceful, and unequivocal. When Christ returns to gather the church, both the dead in Christ and the living in Christ will be carried clean away in the clouds to meet him in the air. What a way to seize the day, right? And now we're going to be in Philippians 3. Philippians 3, verse 21. "Who shall change our vile or lowly body, that it may be fashioned like unto, or have the same form as, his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." we will be fashioned like him together. We will be transformed together to be like him. So the bodies we have today are lowly. They're earthy. Just call me Dusty. One day, they will take an entirely new form, his. At that point, no more lowly. Just call me Gloria. Okay, 2 Thessalonians 2. That was for you ladies. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming, the presence, or arrival of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, we will be gathered unto him together. The words gathered together, and this is a good one, it's the same expression that Jesus used in the Gospels when he was lamenting over the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he was saying how he wished that he could gather them as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and they would not. Same expression. Well, what is the thought behind that? It's not only a thought of intimacy, it's a thought of protection, right? Once we are next to him, no one, just no one, will be able to wrest us from his embrace. The gathering together, 2 Timothy 2, the gathering together is not the final endpoint of our journey, but it's the start of our perfect new life with Christ. From that moment on, we'll be in his presence eternally. We'll later return to earth with Christ for the resurrections of the just and the unjust and the ensuing judgment. And finally, there'll be a new heaven and a new earth where fellowship with God, Christ, the believers, and the elect angels will be everlasting. 2 Timothy 2:12, starting in that verse, it says, if we suffer, we shall also reign with or rule together with him. We will reign with him together. At the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus' face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. We too will be radiant as we reign with him in the future. And the final together here is in 1 Thessalonians 4:17. We read it earlier, but this is a second part of the verse. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be together with the Lord. We will ever be with him together. There's one with whom we desire to be always together, and that is the Lord. God's purpose of the ages is that our desire to be with his Son is fulfilled, starting at Christ's return. That fellowship, as well as our fellowship with our Heavenly Father, God, will have no end. I'd like to share a poem that I wrote to describe our journey together with Christ. It's called Entwined Together with Christ. Entwined Together with Christ. A redemption song of joy in 8 stanzas. Destination. From sufferings to glory, concealed to revealed. We suffered together, will be glorified together, made manifest together. Hidden life bursting forth, on display for all to see. Identification, you know this one. Planted together, a single vine. Rooted together, in growth divine. Grounded together, our life entwined. Fruited together, like him for all time. Immersion. Immersed, dipped. Crucified together. Submerged, plunged, died together. Sunk, expunged, buried together. Sprouting, emerging, poked up, made alive together. Roused, stirred up, awakened together. Exalted, ensconced, seated together. Rooting. One body, homeward bound, sojourning as freemen together. One dwelling, mosaic marvel, interlocked stones together. One habitation, grounded, built up, established, erected together. Joint possessors, this is repatriation. Joint possessors, common lot, receiving the full portion together. New day, new creation, forming one body together. Joint partakers, common share, partaking as partners together. Transformation. Carried away in one fell swoop, snatched up and away together. As he is, conformed to his image, transformed to be like him together. At rest, neath the shadow of his wings, gathered securely together. Transfiguration. Glorious array, like the King of Kings, reigning as rulers together. One head, uniting both heaven and earth, redeemed and angelic together. God's own, aloft, with the Lord of Lords, with him forever together. Heavenly Father, thank you for our big brother Jesus Christ and all that he accomplished for us as the last Adam. Thank you that on his journey from immersion to transfiguration, he did your will and he was planted resolutely so that we too could become as he is. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we too can make that journey from immersion, being born again, to transfiguration, the redemption of our bodies, and that we can enjoy that heavenly fellowship with you and all the believers of all time and the elect angels. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for that wonderful Savior to us, our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's in his name that I pray. Amen. God bless you. I love you.